none are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. The truth has been kept from the depths of their minds by masters who rule them with lies. They feed them on falsehood till wrong looks like right in their eyes. For all of those with eyes that can see, whose spirits are quickened by words they can hear, the truth is alive and he lived as a man whose life was a gift to this world. And if he has called you, this mystery will soon be revealed, and it will set you free. The truth will set you free, just like he set me. Lost sheep wandering in this world, who grope through the darkness, who stumble and fall. Your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name, he's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide you. Because he is the way. Yes, Jesus is the way. He is the only way. Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, came from the Father and laid they'll see the day, who patiently wait for his kingdom to come. Your sins have been cleansed by the blood of a man whose death on the cross paid the price. There's only one name and it's only through his sacrifice that we obtain his life. Because he is the life, the name is Jesus Christ,
Yeshua HaMashiach.
Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free,
Greetings to all my Israelite brothers and sisters around the world. This is part one of The Way. This study covers all the verses that show that there is only one way to follow, the way. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com or www.ageoflaodicea.com. AGEOFLAODICEA. The way is found in the Word Studies menu. Christianity was originally called the Way. Christianity is not a religion. It is a heritage, the heritage of a family, the way of that family. The way means the way of life, a way of living, a way of being, a mode of life, a characteristic and personality of one that is of the racial family of Christ's, that acts like him and follows him. He told us the way. He showed us the way. He is the way. Thomas said unto him, Prince Yeshua, we know not where you go. How do we know the way? Yeshua says to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me. What is the Bible? Genesis 5:1 says, This is the book of the generations of Adam, in the day that Elohim created man, in the likeness of Elohim made he him. Generations comes from the Hebrew word toledah. It means descendants, or generations, or genealogies. Metaphorically, begetting or account of heaven. This would be born from above, not born again, as the churches teach. The churches also teach that you become a child of God, or become spiritual Israel, by just believing. This is wrong. The Septuagint uses the word genealogy. This is the genealogy of Adam. Who is Adam? Adam comes from the Hebrew word H-121, Adam. He is defined as ruddy, able to show blood in the face, rosy, able to blush. Adam was not the first man, but he was the first man with the breath of life. This would be the DNA, or the spirit, of Yahweh Elohim breathed into him, recorded in Genesis 2:7. Just as the animal species were made male and female, the species of man, or Adam, was also made male and female. In Genesis 1:27 we read, So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them. And Elohim said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the land, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the land. Genesis 2:7 is the first time that Yahweh took an Adam from the species or class of man, and gave him the personal upgrade with his spirit. Genesis 2:22 is where Eve comes into the picture. At this point in the scriptures, Adam and Eve are still in their incorruptible bodies, also called Shekinah glory. Yahweh planted Adam and Eve in the earth to take over the terrible job Satan was doing, which was defiling and profaning the original creation. This was done by breeding hybrids and altering and modifying everything that was created by Elohim. We do the same thing today when we race mix and tamper with the genetics of our food and other products. Yahweh created everything as a pure thing, and kind after kind. When Eve was deceived by Satan into partaking in sex with him, she lost her Shekinah glory. Adam sinned willingly by also partaking and or accepting her in her fallen, sinful state, and from this, the mortal test called life had begun. Cain was not Adam's son. He was the son of Eve and Satan, or the serpent in the garden. Cain was cursed, and his descendants eventually became known as the Canaanites. Later on, Esau married into this line, and his descendants became known as the Edomites. Cain and Esau's children are the Jews. Adam's descendants up to Abraham and Isaac are Adamites, white Adamic Hebrew men. Jacob's descendants are Israelites. The Jews are not Israelites. Jacob's children went on to found the white nations of the world today. America is the regathering place of those children. Yahweh's family on the earth are of the generations of Adam, and he chose the children of Jacob to be the leaders of his family. Yahweh gave our race the spirit, the law, and the way to follow. This is our test to prove our allegiance or faith to him. In return, if we seek and follow the way, our hope and expectation is our placement as sons in the inheritance that was promised to us. Only our family, our race, can be Christians because it is our history, our heritage, and our calling. The churches teach that everybody came from Adam, that everybody can have a part in the covenants and promises that God made only with Abraham and his seed, and that you can become a child of God's by just believing. These are just some of the lies and false doctrines that they teach every Sunday when our people are sitting in their own pew believing everything that their preacher tells them and never confirming what Scripture says. Every denomination is man-made apostasy. None of them teach and hold the doctrine of Scripture. The religious authorities at the time of Christ were corrupted by the Jew Pharisees and Sadducees, and today the same corruption exists, only our own preachers have been deceived and just repeat the deception every Sunday to you. It only seems like Christianity because it is familiar and has a form of righteousness. With careful examination and proper understanding, it is clear that the doctrine of the churches is not the doctrine of Scripture. For example, some of the false teachings include all races came from Adam, earth was created in literally 6 days, the flood was worldwide, Moses married a black woman, the Jews are the Israel of the Bible, Jesus was a Jew, Jesus came for everybody, the rapture. All you have to do is just believe. The gospel of personal salvation. That you are saved by your own declaration. And once you're saved, you're always saved. That his name is God, Lord, Jesus, or Jehovah. That Easter and Christmas are Christian holidays. And many other unscriptural garbage that leads our people away from the truth and from God. If you do not know who you are, whose you are, and who this way is for, then when he returns, you will find yourself in a pickle, and he'll say, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. That rock is his word, his truths, his laws, his way, not the way of some denomination. When you partake in false doctrine, you will die in false doctrine. It matters what you believe. This study is to show that there is one way to follow, the way. And the way is the way, and there is no other way. We will begin with Adam and Eve, our parents, born from above into white Adamic flesh bodies. They were the first of our race with the spirit, or the DNA, of Yahweh planted here on earth in a mortal body. Just as Yeshua Christ, with the Spirit, or the DNA of Yahweh, came into the world, born through this Adamic race, of the posterity of Jacob Israel, and from the line of Jacob's son Judah, through the line of his son Perez, Adam was sent to do the same thing, to live and teach the way. This mortal life is our test. Only Christ passed the test perfectly. He showed us what Adam was supposed to do, and to show us what we are to strive for. That's why he is the example of the way. From Genesis 2:7, we can see the Spirit planted into the Adamic race, and the plan begin. 1 Corinthians 15:43. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in honor. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. The flesh is dishonor, the spirit is honor. The weakness is this mortal test. Verse 44. It is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual. Flesh is the natural body. The Shekinah glory is the spiritual body. If there is flesh, there is also Shekinah. Christ revealed what this looked like when he was taken up. Verse 45. And just as it is written, the first man, Adam, came into a living soul, the last Adam into a quickening spirit. The first Adam was the first of our race that the Spirit came into. The second Adam came through the flesh of our race and performed the example we are to imitate, and he defeated death because he was God, of course, but died as we do to show us that only by following the way, or him, we may have life. He is our life-producing spirit. His way gets us there. Verse 46. But the spiritual was not first, rather the natural, then the spiritual. Adam was a man first. Then Yahweh planted his spirit into him. Then he sinned. He returned to mortal flesh. The only way to return to the spiritual is to follow the way. Verse 47. The first man from of earth, of soil, the second man from out of heaven. The test is to see if we will follow the way. Yahweh made Satan to instigate our test. It is Satan and his children that casts stumbling blocks in front of us. Immediately, Satan goes to work on Eve. Adam could have asked Yahweh for a new and obedient wife, but instead chose to partake in the errors of Eve. Now we experience death. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall we all be made alive. But every man in his own order, the first fruit, Christ, then those of the anointed, at his arrival. The anointed can only be those of the seed of Jacob, Israelites. Verse 24. Then the consummation, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to Yahweh, who is also the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Indeed, it is necessary for him to reign, until he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. We will die, never to return, ever, unless we pass this test and are worthy to be placed into position of sons. The only way to achieve this is to follow the example of Christ, to follow the way. The Jews, who are descendants of Cain and of Esau, are the children of Satan. It is they who do the work of their father, just as Christ explains in John 8 when he is talking to the Edomite Jew Pharisees and Sadducees. The way of Cain and of Esau are the ways of the Jews. They know their job and work diligently at it, and they get many of our race to follow them. Job 1:6. Now there was a day when the sons of Elohim came to present themselves before Yahweh, and Satan also came among them. And Yahweh said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered Yahweh and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. And Yahweh said unto Satan, Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the land, a perfect and upright man, one that reveres Elohim and escheweth evil? In Revelation 12:9, we read, And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent, called the devil, the false accuser, and Satan, the adversary, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the land, and his angels were cast out with him. Revelation 12:7-9 is a flashback to the time before the man Adam with the spirit. This is during the age of the species of Adam, created on the sixth day. Satan corrupted and defiled that age, and of course, every age since. And Satan again did his job, and Adam and Eve sinned. Now they, and we, will learn that without Yahweh, we can do nothing. We are unprotected and punished. Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, and a flaming sword which turned every way, to keep the way of the tree of life. The tree of life is the pure, unmixed DNA of Yahweh, the genetics of Adam, and of Christ. The way he wants us to live is to remain a pure blood, a pure seed, and obedient, just like Christ. Genesis 18:19. For I know him, speaking of Abraham, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of Yahweh to do justice and judgment, that Yahweh may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of him. Christianity used to be called the way. Now, with all these religious denominations, there are many ways, and none are Yahweh's way. Every one of them have either added, changed, or deleted from the original. The King James Version is not the original. In fact, it has an average of over 15 problems, errors, and mistranslations per page. The above verse shows that Yahweh recognizes Abraham as an obedient servant who has knowledge and understanding of his heritage, history, and duty. He knows the way. He knows that by teaching his children to follow the way, they will be eligible to receive of the covenants and promises made to them. our grace comes from the promises made by Yahweh with Abraham. Exodus 18, verse 20. And you, Moses, shall teach them ordinances and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Our ancestors were given the law at Sinai. Up until the Exodus, our people did not have the written law. Now that the children of Israel became a great multitude, they needed a more solid reminder. Without the law, they would forget the way. The law teaches us what not to do, and also what to do when we disobey. Exodus 32:8. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be your gods, O Israel, which have brought you up out of the land of Egypt. Stuck in their pagan ways from Egypt, barely 40 days waiting on Moses, the children of Israel pressure Aaron into making them an idol. Exodus 33:13. Now therefore, I, Moses, pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find favor in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Moses was given a task of playing a type of Christ. It was a hard job to take a few million people that were pagan, estranged Israelites that had little, if not no, understanding and knowledge of Yahweh and their heritage. There was always a small remnant that did know and remember who they were and the history and promises and covenants. Remember, this is the third and fourth generation from the 12 sons of Jacob. After a few decades of living in Egyptian society, the Israelites adopted their pagan ways. Eventually, the truth gets diluted, and before they knew it, they were unrecognizable to Yahweh. Just like today, America started out as a white Christian nation of the descendants of the sons of Jacob and guided and blessed by Yahweh. By the 1850s, the descendants of Cain and Esau, the Jews, infiltrated our society and seats of power and Judaized us. Barely 165 years later, we have more church denominations, growing atheism, debt, materialism, sickness, multiculturalism, multiracialism, homosexuality and transgenderism, and total lack of understanding of the way. Thank Moses for standing for us and reminding Yahweh of his covenant. He wanted to destroy us in the Exodus, and by law he should have. But because of the promises made to Abraham, our favor, or grace, demonstrates his mercy and word. Moses asks Yahweh to consider if these Israelites are indeed his chosen people. Yahweh gives us a chance to prove ourselves. Yahweh's mercies, Deuteronomy 8, verse 1. All the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe and do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto your forefathers. And you shall remember all the way which Yahweh your Elohim led you these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you and to prove you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or no. And he humbled you, and suffered you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you knewest not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Your raiment waxed not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. You shall also consider in your heart that As a man chasteneth his son, so Yahweh, your Elohim, chasteneth you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to revere him. From Wisdom of Solomon 11, verse 9, For when they were tried, albeit but in mercy chastised, they knew how the ungodly were judged in wrath and tormented, thirsting in another manner than the just. For these you did admonish and try, as a father, but the other, as a severe king, you did condemn and punish. In verse 10 of Wisdom, the obedient Israelites saw how Yahweh dealt with the blatant, disobedient Israelites. The obedient ones that err are punished as a father punishes. The disobedient ones were punished as a severe king punishes. One is by chastisement, the other is by death. In order to follow the way, we must have knowledge and understanding of the way. The reason we have lost the way as a nation and a people is because the churches and the denominations are the result of our adversary and false accuser, Satan and his children, the Jews, and their poisonous doctrine of Judaism, subtly deceiving us throughout the ages. Deuteronomy 9, verse 12. And Yahweh said unto Moses, Arise you, get down quickly from here, for your people which you have brought forth out of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They are quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, Yahweh spake unto me, saying, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them, and blot out their names from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mount, and the mount burned with fire, and the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim, and had made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. Yahweh wanted to destroy all those Israelites and make Moses a father of many nations. Moses intercedes for them again. So quickly do our people turn aside from the way. Yahweh's great requirement, Deuteronomy 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what doth Yahweh your Elohim require of you, but to revere Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes, which I have commanded you this day for your good. Deuteronomy 11, verse 1. Therefore ye shall love Yahweh your Elohim, and keep his charge, and his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments, always. Deuteronomy 11:19. And you shall teach them your children, speaking of them when you sittest in your house, and when you walkest by the way, when you liest down, and when you rise up. The way is not something you do just by going to church. That's the worst thing you can do, unless you are going to correct and re-educate them about true Christianity. Judeo-Christianity is not Christianity. It is obvious that Yahweh wants us to keep his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, always. This is how we pass the test. Deuteronomy 11:22. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to cleave unto him, then will Yahweh drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall possess greater nations and mightier than yourselves. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the utmost sea shall your coast be. This includes America and the other white nations of the world today. This is our heritage. Verse 25, there shall be no man able to stand before you, for Yahweh your Elohim shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he hath said unto you, Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if you obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, which I command you this day. And a curse, if you will not obey the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other gods which you have not known. If you turn aside out of the way, you are cursed. If you follow the way, you are blessed. Of course, you may say it is impossible to follow the way all the time. Yes, it is, in this body. But the idea is to be consciously, consistently, mindfully, and sincerely striving to follow the way. He wants us to follow, live, practice, teach, proclaim, and praise his way wherever we go. We are the true sons of Jacob and brought the way and the good message of our people to all our people all over the world. We are true Israel, not the Jews who are Canaanites and Edomites. Warning against idolatry, Deuteronomy 13, verse 1. If there rise among you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and giveth you a sign or a wonder, and the sign or wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto you, saying, Let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them, you shall not hearken unto the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams. For Yahweh your Elohim proveth you, to know whether you love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. Matthew 24:24 reiterates, For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, if so much, if it were possible that they would deceive the very elect. 2 Thessalonians 2:11 reads, And for this cause Elohim shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Continuing with verse 4, Ye shall walk after Yahweh your Elohim, and revere him, and keep his commandments, and obey his voice, and you shall serve him, and cleave unto him. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from Yahweh your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of captivity, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, to thrust you out of the way which Yahweh your Elohim commanded you to walk in, so that you should put the evil away from the midst of you. Yahweh's way is simple. Follow it and no other. And if others seem to follow the way, we are still to scrutinize and prove it. The more knowledge and understanding you have of the truth, the easier it will be to discern truth from lie. 1 John 4:1 reads, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. We no longer follow the laws of punishment because the Jews have taught us to tolerate evil, to find a common ground. Don't be controversial. Don't rock the boat. Love the sinner, hate the sin. To accept homosexuals and interracial marriage. Our society is no longer Christian. We no longer follow the way. If we did, we would not tolerate lawbreakers and unrighteousness. Deuteronomy 19:9. If ye shall keep all these commandments to do them, which I commanded you this day, to love Yahweh your Elohim, and to walk ever in his ways, then shall you add 3 cities more for you, besides these 3. This chapter deals with the cities of refuge. verse 4, "And this is the case of the slayer, which shall flee thither, that he may live. Whoso killeth his neighbor unintentionally, whom he hated not in the past, as when a man goeth into the wood with his neighbor to hew wood, and his hand fetcheth a stroke with the axe to cut down the tree, and the head slipped from the helve, and lighteth upon his neighbor that he die, he shall flee unto one of those cities, and live, lest the avenger of blood pursue the slayer, while his heart is hot, and overtake him, because the way is long, and slay him, whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in times past." Yahweh's ways are just. He has a solution for every answer. Every answer demonstrates the way. Man always thinks he can do better, and look where it gets us. We must return to the way. Chapter 26 is about the instructions and requirements of the first fruits and tithes when the children of Israel come into the promised land to give to the Levites. It is all part of our learning, gratitude, and giving of our increase when we are blessed, supporting true shepherds and congregations, and providing for our brethren. Deuteronomy 26:17. "You have avouched Yahweh this day to be your Elohim, and to walk in his ways, and to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, and to hearken unto his voice. And Yahweh hath avouched you this day to be his peculiar people, as he hath promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments, and to make you high above all nations which he hath made, in praise and in name and in honor, and that you mayest be a set-apart people unto Yahweh your Elohim, as he has spoken." Holy means set apart, dedicated. Isaac was dedicated on the altar to Yahweh. He and his seed are Yahweh's holy, set apart, dedicated, anointed children. We are Isaac's sons. That's where the word Saxons comes from. The sons of Jacob. But Isaac also had Esau. When Esau took Canaanite wives, he became the father of the Edomite Jews. They are also Yahweh's because they came from the loins of Isaac. Yahweh describes these two brothers as two nations, two races, two vessels. In Genesis 25:22, it says, "And the children struggled together within her. And she said, If it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto her, Two nations are in your womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from your bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." The elder is Esau Edom, the younger is Jacob Israel. Indeed, the children of Jacob were stronger, but Isaac also prophesied of Esau's dominion. Genesis 27:40, "And by your sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass, when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck." The process started in the 1800s, when the Jews were let out of the ghettos by Napoleon. The yoke was officially broken off in 1948, when the State of Israel was born. Not only did they instigate the murder of Christ, these Canaanite Edomite Jews stole the land, but Yahweh will avenge. The Jews are imposters and fooled the world into believing that they are the Israelites of the Bible. Today, since they do what they do best, they will infiltrate, corrupt, and take over. They gain their way into every society by deceit and deception, and infiltrate all positions of authority. Schools, industry, Wall Street, medical, TV and media, news, churches, and government. They corrupt our ways and install their regulations and unjust balances and measures. Now our once Christian, constitutional, Adamic society is become a pagan, communist, socialist, liberal, Judaized, atheized, homosexually mixed-raced society. We would be unrecognizable to our founding fathers and our ancient patriarchs, and are unrecognizable to Yahweh. We have wandered far from the way. The two nations from Rebekah's womb are Jacob Israelites and Esau Edomite Jews. Jacob's children are a pure descendant of Adam and are the white peoples of the world. Esau's children are a mixed breed of Canaanites and Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, etc. These are the Jews. They claim to be Israel, but are not. Revelation 2:9 and 3:9. I know thy works, and tribulation, and poverty, but thou art rich, and I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Judeans, and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Judeans, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, to know that I have loved thee. The King James Version has Jews, where we have Judeans. It must be stated that everywhere the word Jew is in the Bible, it should read either Judah, Judean, or Judahite. The house of Judah, which consisted of the tribes of Judah, Benjamin, and Levi, made up the southern kingdom. This is where Jerusalem was. The land was called the Land of Judah. It was bordered by Idumea, which was a Canaanite and Edomite land. When the Jews infiltrated deep enough, they instigated the merging of Idumea and Judah, hence Judea. Edomites started being circumcised around 125 BC, and the society became mixed. It must be understood that the citizens of Judea would now include Canaanites, Edomites, Adamites, and Israelites. It became easy for the Jews to claim they were of Judah. Christ was not fooled and knew that the Jews had taken over the priesthood. Read John chapter 8. He scolded them for their deceit and traditions of men, which is Judaism. They taught the people their own version of our Torah and caused them to wander out of the way. The vessels are explained in Romans. Romans 9:21. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor? This is referring to Jacob, the vessels of honor, and Esau, the vessels of dishonor. Proverbs 16:4. Yahweh had made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. 2 Timothy 2:20. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Romans 9:22. What if Elohim, willing to show his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction? In other words, why keep the Edomites around? Well, how else would this life be a test without stumbling blocks? How else would we learn to strive for our inheritance and position of sons? 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. For Elohim has not appointed Israelites to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Prince Yeshua Christ. 1 Peter 2:8. And a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also the Edomites were appointed. Jacob Israel equals positive, light, righteousness. Esau Edom equals negative, darkness, destruction. Read all about the fate of Edom in just 21 verses in Obadiah. Romans 9:23. And that he might make known the riches of his glory unto the vessels of mercy, which he had afore prepared unto glory. Jeremiah also talks of broken cisterns. Jeremiah 2:13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that hold no water. Broken cisterns is a reference to race mixing and is committing two evils. It denies Yahweh pure Adamic white children, and it creates a mixed breed that cannot hold the spirit or the DNA of Yahweh. And what is a cistern but a vessel for holding water or some other liquid? People are often described as vessels in both the Old and the New Testaments. So Jude's statement of clouds without water are Peter's wells without water, the same of Jeremiah's broken cisterns that hold no water, and Paul's vessels for dishonor or vessels fitted to destruction. None of them hold water. Proverbs 5:15. Drink waters out of thine own cistern, and running waters out of thine own well. Let thy fountains be dispersed abroad, and rivers of waters in the streets. Let them be only thine own, and not strangers with thee. A big demand of the way is to not race mix. Deuteronomy 27:18. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way. And all the people shall say Amen. Anyone who teaches false doctrine to the unlearned and ignorant or blind, anything other than the way, is cursed. Luke 6:39, And he spake a parable unto them, Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? Chapter 28 are blessings for obedience and curses for disobedience. Deuteronomy 28, verse 9. Yahweh shall establish you a set-apart people unto himself, as he has sworn unto you, if you keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim, and walk in his ways. We are blessed when we walk in his ways. He established us as a people set apart, dedicated unto himself, as he swore to Abraham. Notice the word if in verse 9. We must keep his commandments. Chapter 30 is about the rewards of repentance. Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things are come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has driven you, and shall return unto Yahweh your Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul. This is a prophecy of us, true Israel, and how we are scattered all over the world after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities. As our ancestors went out to settle the white nations of the world today, we forgot our heritage and our laws and our true Elohim, Yahweh. We've created all these denominations and forsook his demand of our nation. Man cannot break off into his own version. We must follow Yahweh's version. But he has always kept his truths with a remnant. Today's Christianity is not the original way. most every Christian is a Judeo-Christian, meaning they think that Judaism is Christianity and teach that Jesus is a Jew and we are just scum of the earth Gentiles who can be saved by our own declaration and most of all have no idea what his name is. But the remnant, the very few, are Yahweh's chosen, his ambassadors that bring his truths to whoever has ears to hear and eyes to see, which of course is up to Yahweh. When we repent and conform, verse 30, that then Yahweh your Elohim will turn your captivity and have compassion on you and will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh your Elohim has scattered you. And Yahweh your Elohim will put all these curses upon your enemies and on them that hate you, which persecuted you. And Yahweh your Elohim will make you plenteous in every work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, and in the fruit of your cattle, and in the fruit of your land for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over you for good, as he rejoiced over your forefathers. If you shall hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your Elohim, to keep his commandments and his statutes which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn unto Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul. For this commandment which I command you this day, it is not hidden from you, neither is it far off. But the churches teach that the law has been done away with, so people don't know the laws, including the food laws, and they don't keep them. Verse 15, see, I have set before you this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command you this day to love Yahweh your Elohim, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And Yahweh your Elohim shall bless you in the land whither you go to possess it. From 4 Maccabees 18:18, for he did not forget the song which Moses taught, proclaiming, I will kill, and I will make to live. This is our life, and the length of our days. We must remember and follow his way. We are not saved yet. Saved means preservation. Preservation is an ongoing thing. By following the way, we are preserved in this life and can expect to inherit our position in the kingdom. We will continue in part 2. Praise Yahweh.
Jesus, the way and the truth and the life, whose grace is so wondrously free, who came from the Father and laid down his life, he is soon to return for you and me. To all his lost sheep wandering in this world, grope through the darkness, who stumble and fall. Your shepherd is searching, he's calling your name. He's seeking you out night and day. And if you should hear his sweet voice, let him guide you today. Because he is the